Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing left field. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Massey. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Massey steals second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby throws the ball into Boone, who relays the ball to Sternweiss, who tags Carrasquel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Massey scores. Pierce moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Simpson moves to third. Boone moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into left field. Lehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lehner. Doby moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Fox steals second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pierce strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pierce out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards first. Simpson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Sternweiss applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massey bunts towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carrasquel out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Chapman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.